views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Happy Holidays, everyone. This is Colette Steffen, and I am filling in today for Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat contacted me about a year ago to suggest that I might want to consider hosting my own radio show. And I've been the last 4 years basically traveling around the globe, sharing teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation. And I, really appreciate the opportunity to share this offer, to meet all the brilliant men and women that I came across along the way while I'm sharing this information. And these people are people that think outside of the box. They're visionaries, speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, you know, people that are basically here that I provide on my radio show, The Truth is Funny, to interview them and get their unique perspective on how to move forward with your goals. And so my radio show is The Truth is Funny, and I told Leroy, my guest today, that we have big high heels to fill today, filling in for Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to connect with all of her listeners, and we'll do our best to fill those shoes. Leroy Maloof, my guest today, is a treasure seeker, wellness and vitality practitioner and instructor of the energetic well-being process and the positive power of being neutral modalities. And Leroy is enabling clients to make significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. And Leroy has a very diverse base throughout life. He's earned he's a mechanical engineer, a managerial behavior specialist, and he is also the founder of LMA, which is a management and leadership company that serves Fortune 500 clients. And he's been a consultant, a personal life and business coach and instructor since 1961. I met Leroy 4 years ago in Philadelphia, and we have been working together ever since. So I really want to welcome you, Leroy. Welcome to Dr. Pat's show, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody.
Yes, that's from me also. Leroy and I have known each other for 4 years, and I'm really excited for you, Leroy, because your book just was published and released, and Leroy wrote a book. It's called Knowing and Living Your Life Purpose, A Practical Guide to Being the Real You Every Day. And so this book is now a third dimensional reality, and it's available in paperback and ebook format. Congratulations, Leroy.
Thank you. I'm very excited about the book. You see, I was born and raised in West Texas, and emigrated to Cambridge, Mass. To go to MIT. And while I was there, I was depressed, struggling with school, badly wrenched my knee, could hardly walk at times. And I thought that life was struggle and pain. And I had this huge spiritual experience. And I went from struggle and pain to like being dumped into the Mississippi River. And that river was incredible power and love and joy and peace and perception. I could see molecules shimmering in the air. And I said, wow, I had reality and unreality reversed, and I want to live my life this way. And but there was so much in me to work on that I've literally been to hundreds of self-development experiences. I say hundreds, I can say that easily because I'm 81 now and in my 10th career, and I keep figuring out what I'm going to do when I grow up. And what I want to do is to enable everybody to live in that place that I discovered when I was in college.
You know, Leroy, working with you for the last 4 years has been such an amazing experience for me. You're so full of youthfulness and joy, and it's always such a pleasure connecting with you. This is my favorite way to, start my day off, is talking with you. And, Leroy and I went, I just want to share a story about Leroy because Leroy and I have been working together, as I said, for 4 years, and we actually traveled to Egypt to do a seminar together. And, Leroy, I went out about 10 days earlier and was traveling about, and then I arranged to have a tour when he got there of the pyramid. And the tour guide said to me, well, when do you want me to book it? And I said, well, let's wait till the afternoon, noon at least, because, Leroy is traveling from the States. It's a long flight. And, he might be tired. He might have a little jet lag. And I said, he is 81. And she said, will he require a walker? And I said, no, that won't be required. Do I look like the sort of person that's going to go to Egypt with someone who needs a walker? So we booked it, but it was very funny because in the morning, Leroy's plane got in at midnight, and at 8 in the morning, he phoned me in my hotel room, and he says, where are you? I've gone for my morning swim. I've answered all my emails. Why are we not at the pyramids? And I said, well, we thought you might be a little tired, Leroy. So we thought you might want to sleep in a bit. And so we kind of laughed about that. And we got to the pyramids later. I don't know. It was about 40 degrees above Celsius. And we climbed all the way to the king's chamber, which is like you have to be bent over to do that. We got all the way up to the top, and I was following behind Leroy. And when we got to the top, I said to him, Leroy, act old. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, act old so that we can sit up here longer. I want to sit up here more for more time. And he's like, oh, okay, I get it. So, we were up there, and we had this beautiful experience, and then coming down is quite the trip also, and, it was just so funny. It was like the tour guide was totally shocked, and so, traveling with Leroy is always fun. That was a beautiful experience I shared with you, and, I really, really, Leroy is, got this unique ability. He walks his talk. And he's got this beautiful energy about him that, an open mind, that he's willing to take in all experiences. So it is just a real pleasure. Leroy, tell us about your book.
Two other quick stories about the pyramids.
Okay.
I have an 85-pound dog who, when I had him on a leash, he raced, and it sprained my knee a bit. So
I remember that.
We worked on it, and Colette said, it's going to get stronger with every step. And as we walked up the pyramid, it absolutely kept getting stronger with every step, even when we were stooping way down. So that was fantastic. Then when we started down, the entrance to the Queen's Chamber is below where the King's Chamber is, and we stopped there. And the flood of absolute palpable love just engulfed us. It was absolutely amazing. And thank God for the Queen. Oh, wait, we're not in England. Anyway, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I remember that. It was so amazing, that feeling that came over us, and we both felt it at exactly the same time, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience, you know. And you know, I know, like when we were there, it, you know, they had, was like we were maybe it was a couple of days before we left, where the embassy, the U.S. embassy, was stormed. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you and I were just like, whatever. Like, we were so worried about it. We just we weren't worried at all. Like, we just felt, you know, that safety being with the beautiful Egyptians that we were there with. And it was an amazing, amazing experience that I totally, completely cherish. And, you know, Leroy calls himself the treasure seeker. Tell us about that, Leroy.
Well, I've been seeking treasure all my life. And when I sought it outside of myself, it basically was struggle. When I sought it inside myself, and this is what I guide clients to do, it's to discover the joyous treasure that is each one of us. And so, yes, I work with clients as individuals. I teach people how to do it. but where are we going? We're going to helping each person discover this joyous treasure that is them, so that they truly can know and live their purpose. And I wrote the book because it seemed like all my life I was searching for a handbook that would say, okay, here's how to live this life. I think of a handbook because one time consulting in a huge client organization, I walked into a large building, long rows of gray office partitions, and on one of them was a sign, and it said, all of life is a game, because if it was real, we would have had much, much better instructions. Well, I laughed at it then, and I still laugh at it, because it was that handbook for living that I was looking for. And that's what I'm doing with this book I just wrote.
Ah, that's so fabulous, Leroy. You know, I've read your book. It's an amazing book. And it was an honor for that, you know, that I received a preview of it. And, you know, it's inspiring me to get my book written also. So I really appreciate that. You are listening to Colette Stephan on the Dr. Pat Show, and Leroy and I are here filling in those shoes of Dr. Pat for all of her listeners. Really, this Dr. Pat, happy, happy holidays. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day today, and it is a pleasure and an honor to share this information with your listeners, along with my very good friend, Leroy Malouf. And when we come back after this short break, we will, get back to you and talk some more about Leroy's work and open the phone lines for people if they want to call in and maybe have some energy shifted.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Back on the Dr. Pat Show with Colette Stephan from The Truth is Funny. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat here today with my guest, Leroy Maloof, who is a life, business, and energy coach. And before we continue, Leroy, can you just share your contact information with the listeners so I don't forget?
All right. Well, my website is energeticwellbeing.com, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. And my phone is 508-375-6452, 375-6452.
And how can they access, how can we buy your book?
They can buy it on our website, both a print copy and a PDF copy. The print copy is $19.95 and the PDF copy is $8.95.
By the way, I love the cover of your book.
Oh, thank you. It was specially designed by a creator who works in the company I started years ago.
Oh, cool. Like, that's so awesome. Like, we were talking when I asked you to come on the show, and I told you, you know, we've got to fill these high heels of Dr. Pat. And you said, you know, we decided we would take some callers if there's anyone that is experiencing, you know, pain in their body or, you know, feeling a little down, maybe still a little bit, feeling maybe a little bit of residual Christmas blues, you know, maybe, you know, emotionally it hasn't been like a strong year for some people. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And Leroy and I will happily take your calls and clear some energy for you. In the meantime, Leroy, why don't you share with everyone how energy moving works?
Well, first of all, we need to be energetically strong every day. And we know that when we're 5 years old, five-year-olds laugh an average of 300 to 500 times a day and go strong to 90% of their lives. We grow up, we get educated, we get sophisticated, and then we're only going strong to about 20% of our life, which means we're going weak to about 80%. And what I mean by that is anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, judging ourselves, judging others, reacting, etc., our energy's going weak. And it's to the point where we've begun to believe down to the cellular level that weakness is our natural state. So if I check everybody on the phone right now and say, what is
and
the strength?
And also people who will be listening in later.
All right. We'll check listeners now, listeners later. the energetic strength up and down our midline average for this group is, I get about 40%. And we want it to be 100. So I'm going to ask everybody to briefly touch the top of their head and the base of their spine. You don't have to hold it. Just touch it and imagine your midline full of energy and strength and joy and light and love. And if it helps, you can move your hand like you're zipping up and down from the top of your head to your crotch two or three or four times to help you focus on your midline.
It, zipping her up. You remember that?
Yes.
And they were so full of joy in that learning. So it's, you know, it's about pulling that energy into the spine almost like a zipper really quickly.
And the group is up to about 75 to 80. And I'm feeling some weakness at breast level and at base of the spine level. So would everybody rub up and down the base of your spine 4 or 5 inches three or four times? And what it feels like around chest level is there's a bunch of people who are over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-fearful, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. So we want to clear that for everyone. First, we need to get everybody strong to all this kind of protectiveness we get into. And then we want to deprogram all that. And while I'm saying this, focus on your midline, please. We want to deprogram that all down to zero and to your minus infinity and plus infinity. And then we want to reprogram to everybody's positive, strong, loving, natural state. Feels like it's up to 100 now. We're going to boost that to your 100% infinity. And think about this in terms of... Think about this in terms of being strong every day. And by the way, there's a chapter in the book on how to get yourself strong and stay strong. How's it feel to you, Colette?
Oh yeah, it's 100%. And but like I said, like just I think of it as like Buzz Lightyear to infinity and
all
beyond.
Right.
In that moment where we can get our, you know, it would be very difficult to maintain 100% infinite potential 100% of the time, and which is why people go up and down with their energy. But in that moment when we are at that 100% to infinity and beyond, we are invincible. It's inevitable that we can get what we want to accomplish, and we can see our challenges as possibilities that are just being, you know, that we're just waiting to play out. And so we just strengthen that for everybody. Moving into that potential. And that would be on many levels of existence, you know, like, and dimensions, existences, time and space. So, and not just on the physical level, but on the mental, emotional, and the psychological, and the spiritual, and the psychic levels also. We're inundated with information, and that information coming at us, those dynamics coming at us can weaken us at times to... be in a place where we are unable to, you know, take action that would move us towards our goals. So we want to strengthen that for everybody. What else are you feeling, Leroy?
One of the things you said was that when we're energetically strong, we're invincible. I want to remind people that we are bombarded with warnings about what outside of us can harm us. 80,000 new chemicals a year, all kinds of, you know, secondhand smoke, additives to food. All of that basically is misinformation.
Because
when you are energetically strong...
right now about the radioactivity, and that's coming up, the radioactivity from Japan. Look, do you want to address that?
There's people who've been exposed to radiation... who did not get sick at all, and people who get exposed to numerous terrible things, and they're fine. So that's one of the main reasons we want to be strong in our own body, because when we are, there's nothing outside of us that's stronger.
And, you know, on an energetic level, you know, a lot of this, the smallest, tiniest little weakness for one person that seems like not, you know, like an insignificant event can create a very strong reaction in the physical body and, you know, emotional and mental body. So, you know, be really strong that anything that you put into your body, you want to energetically be in alignment with that. And so, you know, even if you are putting in organic carrots, you know, if you're not strong to those organic carrots, they're not going to have the benefit that, you know, you would have from them when you are energetically in alignment to eating those. And so we want to strengthen that potential for everybody that, you know, and just by feeling your spine and for that split second, you know, zipping that energy up and down, it allows you to strengthen yourself so that what you are putting in your body supports all those systems. And that, you know, and that those systems all support each other and that the entire body, all the way from the cellular level, every single cell in the body becomes in alignment with what's happening in a person's life in that moment.
Well, and I think of our body, the wellness in our body being on automatic. You know, for example, every second we live, there's 15 to 20 million cells being born anew. So there's this wellness every second, no matter what our age, and the dead cells are automatically expelled from our body. So not only do we have this on automatic, we can have wellness on automatic as well, but that's one of the things we need to remember.
Yeah, the homeostasis of the body, it's a natural, the body has a natural ability to heal itself. I'm Colette Stephan. I'm here filling in for Dr. Pat. I have my radio show, The Truth is Funny, which I've created with Dr. Pat's guidance and her advice. Thank you, Dr. Pat. And when we return, we will take calls. If there's any callers that want to have something cleared that's bothering you, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And otherwise, Leroy and I will just connect with all of you through the what I call the Higher Self Network and clear some more energy for everyone listening in.
Let's make this fleeting moment last forever. So tell me what you're waiting for.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
No regretting anymore. It's worth the wait, even so far away. I'm making the night mine until the day I die. No light to break when you're hanging by fate.
You know we're back on the Dr. Pat Show. I am Colette Stephan from the Truth is Funny radio show. It's also on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. And I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today, along with Leroy Maloof. And it is a pleasure for us to connect with all of you wonderful people. And we are opening the phone lines if you're not out busy shopping. Boxing Day here in Canada. A lot of people out there early in the morning going out and about redistributing their gifts. So you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And otherwise, Leroy and I are going to just talk a little bit more about his book and energetic shifting and what we're perceiving as the leading weaknesses for anyone listening in to this now or later. Leroy, so what's going on now for you?
Well, I keep realizing that there's something important been happening in 2014, and that is that we're being called, invited, if you will, to go to another level of consciousness. And at the same time, I'm finding myself and numerous other practitioners and clients stuck. And what I realized was happening is that we were trying to raise our consciousness using the same old stuck ways we had. And so the stuckness is coming through. And the way I think of it is we were trying, as it says in one of the scriptures in the Bible, you know, don't put new wine into old wineskins, because it bursts the old wineskins and you lose the new wine. And what I began to see out of this for myself and others is that the biggest symptom that we have is not completely unconditionally accepting every aspect of ourselves exactly the way we are right now. And when we don't accept ourselves, then we're stuck in the old ways. We're judging. We judge ourselves. We judge others. And so this is one of the reasons, for example, that I developed the positive power of being neutral. And that is, we need to get neutral to everything around us so that we don't react.
Yeah, for most people, like the vast majority of the time, we're not aware of what our subconscious and our non-conscious thoughts are, and they have a huge effect on us. The collective influence, everybody around us, and you know, as you were talking about earlier, all this misinformation and misinterpretation and misrepresentation of information creates a struggle for a lot of people. And what I find for a lot of people, a lot of my clients, that when I'm working with them energetically, that they are in a place where they're almost afraid to look at themselves too closely because they're afraid that they're going to find out that they're really ugly. There's horrible things about them. I don't want to know that, you know. And in actual fact, everybody is way more beautiful when you get in touch with them on a deeper level. Everybody's more beautiful than you can even imagine, full of all this beautiful potential. And you know, as you said, by you know, the neutrality. If you think about being stuck in the mud with a vehicle, and you think about your physical body as that vehicle, and you're stuck in the mud, and you know, the more you spin your tires, you're going to dig yourself into a deeper rut. And you know, all it really takes is like put the vehicle into neutral, and you know, maybe just push it out a little bit and steer in a different direction. And you don't have to go back and, like, you know, patch the mud. You just drive on and, you know, and move forward.
Good parallel.
That's kind
well,
of how
just,
I
just
think
on what you said, for example, not recognizing the innocence in us and in others, not recognizing the beauty. This is other ways of not accepting ourselves. In fact, I ended up dedicating a whole chapter in the book, chapter 19, where I listed all the ways that I discovered and that others have discovered, ways in which we don't accept ourselves. Even being afraid, for instance, we're gonna miss it out. We're gonna miss out in this lifetime what our purpose is, what we're here to do, or somehow miss the glory of living this lifetime. And so my intent with the book is further. In other words, in a way, it's a combination of an autobiography and a teaching book, because I found that many of the things that have helped me end up helping others. So each chapter has some way of improving how we go about being our true selves.
You know, boy, how many careers have you had now?
I'm in my 10th career now.
And you still have,
you know, like
grown
I told
yet?
You, I keep figuring out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
So that's what I love about this is that, you know, we're always on this journey. And a lot of people, you know, when you first start, you know, energetically tuning in with people and, you know, a lot of people, they want answers, right? And, you know, like Dr. Cam Yuen, he always says, be your own expert. Move forward in your life in a strong way using, you know, the alignment of your energy. And you want to get neutral to it all and just be in a place where you are your own expert. So you can always access the answers within yourself through your intuition and through the perception connected to that intuition. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that people could start to perceive themselves as the beautiful beings that we actually are. You know, so full of promise. I mean, when we look into a little baby's eyes, it's like, you know, we don't look at that baby and judge them. Yet we will tend to do that to ourselves a lot as adults. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, reconnecting with that innocence, that beauty of, you know, who you really are, all that potential, all that love, all that joy, all that fun. Life is supposed to be fun.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, in writing the book, I've created a new logo, which is the yin-yang circle with the S in between, with, you know, light on one side and dark on the other. Mm-hmm. And what we've learned in our lifetimes, and again, this goes along with all the things we've learned about what we should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do, we tend to be okay with the light side, and then we avoid, suppress, judge what's on that dark side. And so let's do this for the whole group now. Let's get everybody strong to everything that's in the so-called dark side of who we are. And, of course, that was reinforced from 100 years ago by Jung saying, you know, talking about the unconscious that we have trouble accessing, and where a lot of our deeper problems come from. Let's get strong to every single aspect of that dark side of ourselves. And again, what we want to do is to deprogram it. First of all, we need to be strong to everything in our universe. And then we want to deprogram it, just like we're deleting files off your computer that aren't any use for us anymore. So we want to deprogram every way we self-sabotage, every way we judge, every way we feel inadequate, everything we reject. We want to deprogram all that. And then we want to reprogram to be totally accepting of any and everything about ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to keep shifting. We're all going to keep growing in this lifetime, just like we keep creating new cells. So we'll keep expanding as we get older. In other words, yeah, getting older. This is another thing we've been told that, you know, we're going to degenerate. What I want to do is get stronger and more fit in all ways as I get older.
Well,
and live well and die well.
You could age just like a great wine.
Exactly. Good. Another good parallel.
You know,
for example, my mom died when she was 89, and she'd had congestive heart failure, and she'd have an episode, and we'd say, "Oh, she's going to die now." Well, the next day she's up and saying, "Hi, let's go to the mall shopping." We start calling her the cat. This happened so many times. And then we had her in assisted living. And one morning, this lady who came in to help her make the bed and so on, and one of my sisters were there. She was sitting in an easy chair. They were talking and laughing. And she took a breath and died. And that's what I call dying well, instead of degeneration and pain and upset and drugged away, instead of dragged away. And, you know, I celebrated for her.
Yeah, well, that is something to celebrate, dying while you as you laugh. And, you know, death and birth are just transition, really. So we're going to take a brief intermission right away. But before we do, I just want you to share your contact information again with the listeners, Leroy, so that everybody that's listening in right now would have the ability to connect with you.
Okay, it's the website is Energetic Wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. My email is info, I-N-F-O, at E-W, B as in boy, P as in Paul.com. That's the first initial for Energetic Wellbeing Process. So it's info, I-N-F-O, at E-W-B-P.com.
Thank you, Leroy. And this is Colette Steffen. And I was also wanting to share with listeners, I don't want to forget that on New Year's Day, I'm actually having a special radio show on my show, The Truth is Funny, at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. The show is going to, I didn't have a guest come on, but I have a the show is called Hangover Remedy, Better Than a Bloody Mary. So if you're after celebrating over New Year's Eve, if you want to connect with me at www.thetruthisfunny.com, you can find out more about that radio show. We'll be right back. Why does it always
seem to be? Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Back on the Truth is, or on the Dr. Pat Show, and this is Colette Stephan, and I'm host of the Truth is Funny Shift Happens radio show that is also on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. My guest, author, consultant, speaker Leroy Maloof is here with me today to fill in for Dr. Pat. Happy holidays, Pat. And Leroy and I are connecting on what I call HSN. It's like MSN, only it's the higher self network where we all connect. And we just want to make increase everybody's potential for a really, really strong year, 2014. And before we start energetically shifting some more, I just want to say a very, very happy birthday to your wife, Toni.
Thank you, thank you.
Also now 81 years young. Happy birthday
yes.
to you, Toni. And thank you for your patience in waiting for Leroy to join the party.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, too, a couple of things about the book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose. It is available on Amazon and on about six more international booksellers, as well as on the Kindle and Nook. And to find it on our website, EwEnergeticWellbeing.com, you go to the store and scroll all the way down to the bottom to where it says books. And so we have both the print copy that is $19.95, and the PDF version that's $8.95. And a goal of the book is to help all of us find more about our own truth. That is, what and who is our natural self? How is this related to our purpose in this life? And so in the book are several references to what it takes to understand our purpose at a deeper level. And one that I mentioned earlier is self-acceptance, and chapter 19, the whole chapter is on that. And another key part of that is just total acceptance. Fred Zweig, who wrote the foreword, has been a friend for 50 years, and he was a lieutenant in World War II, and he and Patton's he and his platoon often took turns in front, leading Patton's army through Europe. And he's one of the most spiritual men I've ever met. And he at one point produced a workshop called Force One. It was his way of helping people get introduced to oneness and vitality. And I want to read a story that he had in there. It's called The Golden-Haired Lion. And it's a monk talking to a master. And the monk says, "I understand that when a lion seizes upon his opponent, whether it is a hare or an elephant, he makes an exhaustive use of his power. Pray tell me what that power is." And the master says, "The spirit of sincerity." Sincerity, or putting forth one's whole being, is the whole being in action, in which nothing is kept in reserve, nothing is expressed under disguise, and nothing goes to waste. When a person lives like this, he is said to be a golden-haired lion. Mm-hmm. He is a symbol of wholeheartedness. He is divinely human. He is not a manifestation, but reality itself. For he has nothing behind him. He has the whole truth, the very thing. And in my book, I say, please reread As She and He.
And thank you for the equal opportunity.
I meant she and her.
She and her.
But you see, when we tap into our purpose and to who we really are, that's a fantastic description as I think of who we are.
Absolutely. And you know, when we tap into that, then we become authentic. Well, we always are authentically ourselves, but we start taking action on our authentic desires and follow our heart. We are invincible.
And one of the wonderful things is that both Colette and I have had the opportunity to meet many colleagues who are dedicated to helping, guiding people to discover this strong, strong being that we are, and enabling people to live their purpose. You know, there's many, many modalities and products these days, and all of them help numerous people, and nothing seems to work for everyone. And so what's important is that we find what works for us. And that's what we do with clients as well. We help them say, you know, is what we're doing going to be, you know, help you know and understand and live your purpose and be who you really are. So
absolutely,
in the book, I have a number of different ways of helping people.
Sorry, Leroy, but every single person on this planet is a unique being with unique purpose. And with gifts and with treasures, as you said, you know, that we can find from within. And when we don't step into that potential, the universe is cheated of, you know, of our beauty. And so it's amazing as you see people shift into that neutrality and as they move into this place of wholeness within themselves. That ability to move forward in taking consistent steps of action towards their goals that are authentic desires connected to their heart path. It's a beautiful thing to watch as people, experience these beautiful shifts. And so as I said, Leroy, I always, always, always enjoy working with you. It's always a pleasure, a great pleasure to connect with you, whether it be energetically or, you know, through the higher self network, and as well, when we manage to get together in person. And so I just really, really want to thank you for sharing all of your beautiful energy with everybody. A lot of people are feeling, you know, the holiday season creates different stresses of its own for a lot of people, and I felt this was a beautiful way to clear some of that energy so that we can all move forward into the new year with a lot of strength. And so Thank you very much. And, you know, if people want to connect with me, you can reach me on www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can go there and receive a free MP3 that explains how remote healing is possible. I have no doubt that remote healing is possible. I've seen a bazillion, if a bazillion is a word, miracles take place. And it is, like, as you said, magical. You know, it's not magic, but it's magical. And everybody has the ability to connect with that inner potential. And so I'm up at the time, at the moment, I just moved into beautiful British Columbia. A few months ago, I'm settling in, and I'm sitting still for a couple months here. I'm in the process of writing my book. If anyone wants to connect with me and for a private session, you can connect at, as I said, www.thetruthisfunny.com. And you can also look at my schedule, my calendar, for information of upcoming seminars. I'm going to be with Mark Kittenbach from... In 2014, we're collaborating to bring some seminars out. Thank you so much, Leroy. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for being you, and all of you wonderful listeners. Happy holidays. Enjoy the shopping out there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Two.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.